KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have partly sunny skies and 34 degrees. We look for increasing cloudiness today with a chance of rain mainly this afternoon and a high of 54. Good morning. I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. In the news, one person died following a single vehicle accident last night in Dallas County. The Iowa State Patrol says 40-year-old Melissa Jean Sears of Ankeny died when the 2002 Jeep Liberty she was driving failed to negotiate a curve in the road as she was traveling north on Ute Avenue, north of Boonville. The SUV struck a sign near the intersection of 340th Trail and then a tree. Sears, who was wearing a seatbelt, died at the scene of the crash. It happened at around 11:25 p.m. The patrol was assisted at the scene by the Dallas County Sheriff's deputies and Waukee Police. The Iowa Department of Transportation reports this morning that, in cooperation with the Iowa State Patrol, they've reopened southbound Interstate 29 from the I-80 I-29 interchange in Council Bluffs to the U.S. 34 interchange near Glenwood. That location was previously closed due to flooding. Interstates reopening at this time include southbound I-29 between the I-80-29 interchange in Council Bluffs, as I mentioned, Highway 34, and the I-29 U.S. 34 U.S. 275 interchange, or exit 34 near Pacific Junction, is only open to southbound I-29 traffic exiting to go east on Highway 34 toward Glenwood. Interstate closures remain in place for I-680 in both directions between the Nebraska border and Interstate 29 near Crescent, including the Mormon Bridge. The north portion of I-680 between I-80 and I-29 remains open for northbound traffic. I-29 in both directions between I-680 interchange near Loveland and North 25th Street in Council Bluffs is closed. Northbound I-29 between U.S. 71 in Missouri north of St. Joseph and Iowa Highway 92, U.S. 275 interchange in Council Bluffs is closed. Southbound I-29 between the U.S. 34 interchange near Glenwood and U.S. 71 in Missouri, north of St. Joseph, is closed. Several other road closures remain in effect for western Iowa and throughout the state, for that matter. So you're urged to check 511IA.org on the web for current flood-related closures and detour routes, or call 511. The Iowa Department of Transportation's Council Bluffs Interstate Project Office reports a westbound Interstate 80 northbound I-29 segment of the dual divided freeway is expected to open to traffic on Wednesday, March 27th, weather permitting. Several overnight closures and detours will be in place on the evenings before the traffic shift occurs. Closures will occur as follows. On Sunday, March 24th, westbound I-80 is expected to be closed at southbound Interstate 29 exit 4 from 9 p.m. to 5:30 a.m. During the closure, motorists on westbound I-80 and southbound I-29 will use the westbound I-80 Express and will not have access to South Expressway 24th Street or northbound I-29. Northbound I-29 traffic will follow the westbound I-80 Express detour and continue to 13th Street or exit 454, where drivers can turn around and use northbound Interstate 29 exit 1A. The southbound I-29 exit to westbound I-80 exit 51 is expected to be closed from 9 p.m. Sunday until 5:30 a.m. Monday. Drivers will continue to on southbound I-29 to 24th Street exit 52, follow the detour to westbound I-80. And if you're wishing to access westbound I-80 northbound at I-29 between 9 p.m. and 5:30 a.m., from Sunday into Monday, you're at the 24th Street and South Expressway. We'll need to follow the detour to U.S. 275, the Veterans Memorial Bridge Road. And then on Monday, March 25th, westbound I-80 will be closed at southbound I-29 exit 4 from 9 p.m. to 5:30 a.m. Tuesday. Motorists on westbound I-80 and northbound I-29 will use the westbound I-80 Express and will not have access to the southbound expressway, 24th Street, or northbound I-29 during the closure. As again, essentially the same thing was said on Sunday. And by Wednesday morning, March 27th, drivers will be able to travel on newly constructed westbound I-80 Express and northbound I-29 westbound I-80 local dual divided freeway. The design physically separates through traffic from I-80 from local traffic on I-29 destined for Council Bluffs. Drivers wanting to travel within Council Bluffs will choose local lanes to access exits. And if you accidentally choose express lanes and need to go back to the Council Bluffs exit, you can do so at 13th Street in Omaha and turn around. You should note that westbound I-80 Express traffic destined for northbound I-29 exit 1 will not be able to access the exit until the permanent pavement is constructed in about 3 months. In the meantime, drivers should use northbound I-29 westbound I-80 local lanes The Iowa DOT encourages motorists to follow the signs and use caution while becoming accustomed to the traffic shift. And if you'd like to read more about that, there's the same story on the news page at KJAN.com. I know it can be confusing. The Midwest flooding is forcing Amtrak's California Zephyr to take a detour between Chicago and Omaha. Pat Powers has our report.
Amtrak restored service between those cities and Denver, Colorado, by detouring over a Union Pacific Railroad route in Illinois and Iowa. The detour is to the north of the regular route and results in a temporary suspension of service to Burlington, Mount Pleasant, Ottumwa, Osceola, and Creston. The Illinois stops missed by the detour are Naperville, Princeton, and Galesburg, served by other Amtrak trains. The California Zephyr travels through seven states from Chicago to Emeryville, California, near San Francisco. Anyone who has questions about their reservations should call Amtrak at 1-800-872-7245 or go online to Amtrak.com. Reporting from Webster City, I'm Pat Powers.
Effective immediately, Iowans can call 211 with questions or concerns about the massive flooding and what steps you can take toward recovery. The flood hotline is open 24 hours a day now, 7 days a week. In addition, Governor Kim Reynolds has also launched an easy-to-navigate website at floods2019.iowa.gov. The 2019 Iowa Floods website includes sections on recovery resources, such as grant programs, housing, rebuilding, staying safe, farming and agriculture resources, and replacing documents. Also travel information, the latest news, social media information, additional resources and information will be added to that website on a continuing basis. Governor Kim Reynolds said yesterday the damage from the flooding in the state now totals $1.6 billion, and she's asking President Trump to grant the state an expedited major presidential disaster declaration for 57 counties. The commander of the Iowa National Guard conducted a follow-up Friday in the form of a flyover with FEMA. The governor says they've moved as quickly as they can to get information to the president.
We're hoping that by doing this and getting them the information that we'll have an acknowledgement of that within, we were hoping, 2 days.
Reynolds says she's confident after touring the area earlier this week with the vice president that the federal designation will get approved.
In the meantime, we are not only doing response, but we've shifted. We're in recovery mode right now. We brought the entire cabinet together. We're working with SEOC to proactively look at ways that we can address short and long term.
Initial estimates gathered by local officials indicated more than 23,000 structures were affected or received minor damage, and 1,200 received major damage or were destroyed. She said they still have people on the ground. Told federal officials there could be more damage added to the list as the floodwaters continues to recede. Reynolds says they want to bring local, county, state, and federal officials all together to address the damage quickly. All of the levees along the Missouri River were breached, and she said that is a simple thing. They said they need to fix the levees and know how to do that.
So if we have drainage districts, that if there's statute or state legislation that needs to be changed to allow us to coordinate and be innovative in how we address these, then we need to do it. If there's something that we need to do with the federal level and FEMA, then we need to do it. So that's how we're approaching this.
Iowa Guard Adjutant General Tim Orr went on the inspection tour Friday to not only reinforce the need for a presidential disaster declaration, but to also see the troops at Hamburg and Glenwood who are conducting relief and recovery operations. The general says there is one sign that things are improving.
Initially, we had liaison officers that are former National Guard retirees that are located in every county. We are down now to just one, and that's a good news sign for us that the counties don't need that assistance anymore. So, but we'll continue to monitor this and continue to work the what we currently have on the ground. And
Governor Reynolds requested funding under the Federal Emergency Management Agency, or FEMA's Individual Assistance Program and FEMA's Public Assistance Program for the repair or replacement of public infrastructure, including roads and bridges, for many area counties. Finally, in state news, extreme flood damage to the Missouri River levees has officials concerned that they won't be fixed in time for more possible flooding this spring. The Benton-Washington Levee District runs from just south of Thurman to the Missouri line. District President Pat Sheldon says that stretch of the levee has had numerous breaches, and Sheldon worries that the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers may not be able to get the levee repaired quickly enough, and they'll have to let Mother Nature run her course.
There's not much we can do unless they can come in and do some temporary repairs around our breaches to give us some protection so people can go home.
Sheldon says it's unclear how much repairs may cost, but in 2011, following the last major floods, about $150 million was spent to repair levees just in Fremont County alone. And Sheldon fears that This time it'll be much more costly as the damage is severe.
Big ruts of erosion down the side where we had overtopping, which is water flowing over the top of our levees, eating away the sod and the soil and the material that makes our levees strong. That's how our breach on our district started.
He says it's possible the entire system may need to be rebuilt, but with more flooding likely in the weeks ahead, he's not sure anything can be done in time. Our news was brought to you this hour by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.